Welcome back to That Gaming Podcast, everybody. This is Ben.
And this is Alex.
And this is the show where we talk about the Nintendo and PlayStation games we're playing right now.
That's right. So join us as we embark into the world of gaming.
Let's do it. Welcome back to That Gaming Podcast, everybody. This is Ben.
And this is Alex.
And this is the show where we talk about the Nintendo and PlayStation games we're playing right now.
That's right. So join us as we embark into the world of gaming.
Let's do it.
Welcome back to another episode.
Hey, everybody.
There's Ben, as always. Welcome back, sir. Welcome back, everybody. Hopefully everybody, including you, Ben, has had a good weekend. Last weekend. And is looking forward to this weekend.
I did. I got a new phone because my old phone crapped out. And it's pretty cool. Got the Pixel 6. I'm digging it.
Make sure you download the PlayStation app there. Yep.
I did. And I got locked out. That's a whole other story. But I was able to get back in. So...
Okay, good, good.
Got back
as long
in,
as people that got back in, that's good.
Got my PS Plus games loaded up.
Sweet.
For the month. They just came out on Tuesday, so.
Get those free games at your library. You never know on a rainy day.
Yeah.
But that's not today's highlight. We're going to the red side, dark side of Nintendo. I call it the red side because Nintendo's red in my mind every time. And blue is PlayStation, so.
Hey,
red side.
They got the hot games. They got the top-selling games, let me tell you.
I'll hold that debate for next time, because I could debate that. But I also respect that, and you are not wrong, so there's that too. But before we jump into our Nintendo game of the hour, of the minute, we do our usual spiel. As always, if you can, send us an email. Ask a question. Give us feedback to askthatgamingpodcast@gmail.com. In fact, if you send us anything, we might even mention it in the... I was going to say interview, but in the podcast that we're recording that week.
Yeah.
So let us know what you think of it. Let us know if there's a game you want to talk about. Or give us your two cents about a game. We'll definitely wrap it into our podcast.
Yeah.
As always, you can also review us. Like us, leave a comment on your podcast platform. It helps us with the algorithm. You guys know by now, if you've been listening to us for a while, it helps us a lot. So the more ratings we get, the more we can be seen. Because some people would like search the podcast world for like a game particularly that they want to hear about. And if it's a game we're covering, we can end up in that search result. So the more reviews, the better for us. And leave a comment. Keep it honest. Let us know what you think. You can find us on Facebook. We have a lot of podcast episodes there. So if you're a Facebook user a lot more than anything, and you're on your phone on the Facebook app, you can listen to our podcast there. It is not available on the computer app, on the computer desktop version just yet. So on your phone only, but you can find us there. We got a bunch of our episodes there. We have a bit of some video clips we recorded some time ago with some of our recordings when we had the old system in place here. And like always, it's our activity. Board, I call it, a whiteboard where we just post things there sometimes. It's been a little quiet lately because we're going through this dry season right now of games. We're playing games that are taking a long time to finish, so it's going to be a while. Mm-hmm. But like I said, we're pretty active there. We keep an eye on it as well. And with that being said, let's jump into the world of vacuums. Kirby's a vacuum, and then we'll go from there. But no.
We'll
talk about
that's a good,
it's a good segue.
That's a good point. Yeah, like Kirby vacuums the Brave Little Toaster, the Kirby vacuum in there based
there
on
you
the
go.
Real thing. But yeah.
Yep.
Yeah, I just thought I would talk about Kirby a little bit. This is something that Hannah and I have been playing together, so we're hoping to do an episode, a Hannah and Ben Love Nintendo episode about the game. I suggested to her, when we were talking about it, I was like, how about we finish the game and then we talk about what we thought of the whole game at that point. So that'll be coming. Yep. If you're excited to listen to that, you're going to email us and be like, hey, when's that coming? We're going to do that. I'm just going to talk about Kirby just a little bit today, just simply because there's nothing new out right now. And this is really what I've been playing the most. I kind of dropped off on Horizon a little bit, but yeah, I'm really enjoying this game. Like, I was really looking forward to picking it up, like a lot of people out there. I know right now it's trending. This game is it's the best-selling Kirby game in the franchise in Japan, and they love Kirby in Japan, so that's huge.
Okay, but
this is of all, like, right now it's selling faster than any other one has. It's also the first 3D game in the Kirby franchise, and so that's a big deal. You know, Mario's first 3D game was back on the 64. Kirby is now just on the Switch getting its first 3D game. So it's been a long time coming. This game has been scrapped and started over many times. they just could not find a way to translate him into 3D. There's been a lot of reporting over the years. He's a circular character. He's a round little puffball, as they call him. And it's hard to do a circular character like Kirby on a 3D game, just because from any angle, he's going to look like you're seeing him from the front, the side, the back. He's kind of, so they had to kind of work on the design of the character and the positioning of the camera. You can't move the camera in the game very much. You have a little bit of control over it, but for the most part, it's at this kind of like, not straight on angle. It's kind of tilted up a little bit, so you can see Kirby's arms and legs a little better. And that way you know which way you're going with him. The camera is dynamic too, what I mean by that is, like, if you're going through an alleyway, it'll push in and get a little closer. If you go out into these big landscapes, it'll zoom out and show you like a lot of the background and stuff. So it's a really, really, really good game. Just off the top, just saying, I really, really like it. I think the main reasons I like it is that it's easy to play a few levels for a half hour to an hour and then quit. It's a platformer, and so you're basically, you go into a level, you've got a main objective and three side objectives to do. You can try and get them all in one go, or the levels are short enough that you can do a couple things, finish the level, and move on, and come back later and try to finish the rest of the stuff. There's enough there that it gives you a challenge, but it's not too much like Horizon, where you're just overwhelmed with the amount of things to do.
Oh my God, yeah.
That you're going to, you know, with Horizon, for me, I'm going to leave a lot of that stuff and behind, and I'm not never going to do it or experience it probably. Whereas here in Kirby, there's just enough that you feel like it's achievable because you can do it in these small chunks, and it's addictive enough gameplay that you want to come back and do it again and again and again. And really, I'm going to complete this game, so I'm taking my time with it, enjoying it. I'm going to get every achievement, every task they give you for each level. So, basics of the game. You've never played a Kirby game, Alex, right? So, basics of Kirby are just that. You probably know this part, right? He is a little puffball. He's called. He's a hero usually in these games, and he'll come in. He'll be the opening cinematic. He's just like wandering around in dreamland where he lives, and he's doing his thing. And all of a sudden he gets sucked up into this vortex into the sky, and he goes into this other land, in this forgotten land. That's the title of the game. And now he's in this forgotten land. He encounters this character called Elfin. It's this little fairy looking thing. And it tells him that, help, you know, all these baddies are here. They're taking over our towns, taking over our places. And they've kidnapped all these Waddle Dees, which are these little red they almost look like Kirby too, but they're just these little red characters in the game, kind of like Toads are in Mario.
I was going to say Toads sounds just like it, right?
A million of them. There's a million Waddle Dees in Kirby, and they've been captured by these baddies that you have to go and rescue them all. And so that becomes your objective. Kirby's a hero, and he's like, of course I'll help you. You know, he helps anybody in need. And so he jumps in, and that's where you start. And so you go to each level, and your objective in the level is to find four Waddle Dees, sometimes three, sometimes four Waddle Dees that are in these little cages. They're hidden throughout the level. You might have to go through secret side doors. You might have to, you might find them after you defeat an certain enemy. You know, you clear all the enemies in this little section, and then one appears. You might have to hit a couple different switches, and then one appears, stuff like that. But you have three or four usually in a level, and they're in these little cages, and then you run into the cage, and it frees them from the cage, and they're sent back to your home base, which is Waddle Dee Town. And so as you keep going through the levels and collecting more Waddle Dees, you start unlocking more things in the Waddle Dee Town home base. So one of the first things you'll unlock is the weapon shop, so you can upgrade your weapons. For the first time ever in the game series, you can upgrade the copy abilities that Kirby has. Those are his different abilities that he can use in battle and stuff. And you do that by collecting more Waddle Dees. If you collect like 50, it unlocks that shop. And then 50 more, so now you have 100 collected, you unlock a little mini game that you can play. You unlock some more, and you get some more Waddle Dees playing more levels, and you come back to Waddle Dee Town, and you unlock a Coliseum. And now you can go back and do some of the boss battles that you've already done in the story, main story missions. So that's kind of the flow of the game is you go into each level, you unlock some Waddle Dees, you come back to Waddle Dee Town, you might see something new. You also, like I said, Kirby can get these copy abilities. That's another part of the series. He can copy certain enemies, so he'll swallow them with his huge mouth. And then you press down, and he swallows them. And when he swallows them, he turns into those characters. So there's one that looks like a swordsman. Then Kirby gets a sword and a hat. Now you can use a sword, Kirby. There's one that looks like a fireball. You can suck him up. Now you have fire Kirby, and he can spit fire out of his mouth. There's one that looks like a little snowman. He can suck him up, and now you're ice Kirby. So similar to Mega Man, you know, Mega Man has all the different types of Mega Mans. Kirby's same sort of thing. And then there are these solo missions that you can do alongside of the main story. And in those solo missions, you just have to clear it. There is a time limit thing you can try to do if you really want the extra challenge and try to get it in under 30 seconds or under 45 seconds, whatever it tells you to do for that little mini level. But that doesn't give you any sort of reward. You just have to clear it, and you'll get a little star token. If you keep doing those solo mission things and keep collecting star tokens, just like the Waddle Dees, if you collect these star tokens, you can turn those in and upgrade your abilities. So now you can upgrade the sword, and it becomes a giant like broadsword. Or you can upgrade the fire Kirby, and now it's a volcano Kirby, and it's like even more powerful, and he looks a little bit different. So that's kind of the mechanic in the game, is you're trying to expand Waddle Dee Town, you're trying to capture all the Waddle Dees and save everybody, and you're trying to upgrade Kirby's abilities in the process so you can keep winning battles, keep winning boss battles and everything. And so it's a very simple mechanic. I mean, it's very similar to Mario, where you collect, like in Super Mario Odyssey, you collect moons. And every level you get, there's secret hidden moons, and there's also just your main objective moons. You know, you get a moon for finishing the level, stuff like that. And in Mario, there's different costumes you can unlock. You can get, as you collect coins, you can get other costumes. So it really feels like they took the Mario Odyssey structure and they just placed it on Kirby, and it really works. It's really fun. a lot of the characters have a lot of charm, and they're very cute, and a lot of times you're beating up on these things and you're like, I feel so bad. Like, there's this one called a Woofie is what it's called. And it's a new like fox dog looking thing. And it's really, mm-hmm. really cute to look at, but you have to beat it up because it's an enemy. And
So
it's, me and Hannah will be like,
just jump around
it. So bad.
Just jump around it or something. Don't get.
But you can do that. There, I've seen people on Twitter talk about playing where they're kind of not hurting any enemies. They're kind of avoiding them and running through the level. You can do that too if you want to. You can kind of play it however you want, but there are certain areas where you have to defeat the enemy, otherwise you won't get the Waddle Dee, the credit for the task for that area. So,
makes sense.
There's a couple other. I'll just run down the list of abilities because that's my favorite part of Kirby, is finding the abilities, upgrading the abilities. They look so cool and dynamic on the screen that I just like, I want to see them all. I don't know. There's one called a Ranger, and he just has a gun, like a pop gun, and he shoots off like little pellets at people. You can upgrade him in the second level. I think there's three levels to upgrade. I haven't gotten that far yet. I'm only on level two, but you upgrade him and he looks like a pirate from like the old seas. He's got like that big pirate hat on and guns with like the spiky openings on the end. He just looks like a Spanish pirate. I think it's pretty cool. So it changes it from one bullet to a dual wield. So that's the upgrade there. There's a hammer Kirby. You just swing a hammer. It upgrades it to like more of a springy hammer. You can do it faster. Like, here's that molten lava one. I don't know if you can see that there. This one right there is like a flame.
Yeah.
Like, so it just makes it where you can kind of, instead of shooting fireballs like the original version, the second version, you can hold down B and it shoots like a constant stream of fire. So you can damage enemies that way. There's one called Crash, which just wipes out everything on the screen. Some of these abilities were in the older Kirby games from way back on the Game Boy games or the Super Nintendo games, those different ones. There's a Cutter Kirby, which he throws like these little discs out to damage people. Sword, like we talked about. There's a Bomb Kirby. You can throw bombs around. The upgraded version, the bombs can like link to each other. And so you can get like a chain of explosions going on the map. There's a Tornado Kirby. So he flies through the level and picks up any boxes or enemies in his path. New one to this series, to this game, is Dig Kirby. He can dig underground and then he pops up and you can damage people that way. There's a Spike Ball Kirby. You press B and all these spikes come out like a hedgehog, and then he rolls around and he picks up enemies and objects like on his spikes. And then when you let it go, they get damaged and they die. And then there's Ice Kirby, like we talked about. That one, you just shoot ice breath and you can freeze enemies and stuff. So that's like all the power-ups that I have so far. I think you can probably get others, but that's the gist of that. But for me, that's the fun, is the collecting the power-ups, finding new power-ups. I'm trying to avoid any spoilers and not see like what's the next version of the sword and stuff like that, because I just want the excitement of unlocking it. And that's the other fun part of the game, is you can play it in these chunks and then you get, ooh, a new thing, another new thing. The other good part about the game is the level design. Like, when you're going through a level, it's always something new for me. And the incorporation of the new stuff where they do the mouthful mode, I don't know, you've probably seen some of that in the ads You can suck up a car, and now you can drive around as a Kirby car. They've incorporated like taking him absorbing these giant objects now, not just power-ups, but now he can absorb these giant objects. And how you use them in the level is pretty clever and creative. I like that. Like, there's car levels where you just race on a track and you have to like get to the end of the track in so much time, like 30 seconds or something like that, to be able to unlock an achievement. But then there's other stuff where you're turned into like a traffic cone. You absorb a traffic cone and you're like, how is this going to work? This is kind of weird. But you use the pointed end of the traffic cone and you'll be walking along and you'll see like cracks in the ground and you'll hit the B button and the traffic cone will flip over. It'll hit the cracks in the ground and then like water might shoot out or something like that. And now you have a platform to stand on the water. And so you're creating like platforms and moving through the level that way. So it's really creative and like, it's really goofy and weird, but it all works together well. Like it fits and it like feels like a solid game and it's just all the mechanics work really well. And you
can you turn into a car?
You can turn into a car. Yeah. You absorb the car.
Oh, wow. You actually can.
Yeah. Yeah. You absorb the car and you go over top. Like he kind of covers the car like a blanket.
Yeah.
And then so it's different than absorbing the enemies where like you swallow the enemy and you become Fire Kirby or whatever. This one, he just kind of covers the car as best he can. Like he stretches his mouth as wide as it'll go. And then you're on top of the car and you can control it. And it drives on the track, like I was saying, and you can jump with the car. You can make the wheels jump and you can drive around and jump and stuff. You can hold down the B button and it'll turn on the afterburst, like the turbochargers, and flames will start coming out of the back and you'll go super fast. It's really fun. Huh. It's really entertaining. There's another one where you might pick up a ring. It's just, you see like maybe like a giant cog kind of thing ring. And then he's gets real big in his mouth, like wide open, like a circle. And that one you can use and you like jump on the back of a boat. And now you, as you press A, he'll like puff air out of his mouth. And so it'll propel your boat along like a sail. And then you kind of maneuver the boat around these water areas like that. There was another one where you pick up like a boomerang kind of thing. And once he gets that in his mouth, now he's kind of really wide, like a flying squirrel. And then you do this level where you're like soaring through the sky. And now you're doing a flying level. And so they incorporate these larger than life objects to bring new gameplay elements into Kirby. Now there's driving, flying, boats. There's, like I said, there's traffic cones and you make platforms out of that. Stuff that wasn't in the Kirby game series before, like it wasn't accessible because the Kirby games were just, you run from the left to the right, point A to point B, you damage enemies, and then you get to the end of the level and you beat up on a big boss enemy and that's it, it's over. And now they have all these different elements of, you can drive a car, now you're in a race. You can drive a glider and now you're flying through the sky. So by using that mouthful mode and all these different real world objects, they're creating new gameplay experiences that you couldn't have in any other way. And you couldn't have it in 2D either. It has to be in 3D. So that's what makes this game really a must buy, a must try.
I can tell. I'm popular.
If you're a Kirby fan, you should try it. If you're not a Kirby fan, you've only been casually interested and you really like Mario games, this is a great game to pick up. If you just like games in general, like it's a really solid entry in the series, solid game. I don't think you would be disappointed if you spent $60. I'm not disappointed, and I'm only on World 4, so we've only completed 3 of the worlds so far. I'm on World 4.
But Ben is also biased because he's Nintendo and everything. I'm just kidding.
They've been around since 85 for a reason. You know, they're good, so they do things.
In all honesty, it sounds like because a lot of times when we talk about pricing with games, we actually don't really care about the pricing. It's about what you're going to experience in the game. And it sounds like that's exactly what you're going to get with this. You have a lot of immersive things you can do.
Yeah, I'm not talking about the value for $60. I'm just saying, mm-hmm. like, if you're nervous about paying full price for this game, don't be, because you won't be disappointed. If you're at all interested in this game, even in the slightest, you won't be disappointed. The only person that I could see being disappointed is the type of gamer who really is looking for a monumental challenge. Somebody who plays Souls games or Elden Ring. This is probably not the game for you. You may like it still. You just have to go in with the mindset of it's a Kirby game. They're not meant to be extremely hard. You're going to breeze through the level with little to no challenge. I don't think I've died once. So that's not the goal of the game. The goal of the game is to give you a creative, interesting, compelling moment by moment experience. And that's what this game does. Like, every level is totally designed differently. Every time you go around a corner, you might see something that you never thought you would see. There's just a lot of surprises and a lot of fun in this game. That's why I love it so far. I keep coming back to it because it's like a good mystery TV show. You just keep coming back to it because you're like,
right,
when are they going to tell, like, Lost? When are they going to tell us where they all are? You know, that kind of thing. Just keeps that good vibe going. And all the characters are happy and smiley and cute and cuddly. And, yeah. And,
right.
And the last 2 years have just been kind of Bummersville. You need something to make you happy, this is a great game for that. So, but I think that's all I got to say for right now. Mm-hmm. I know that there are some, like, not to spoil anything, but I think there are some big moments at the end of the game. I was listening to some reviews and other podcasts and shows like that talking about it, and kind of picked up on there's something at the end that's like, whoa, that's really cool. So I think that's why I say we'll wait until Anna and I've completed the whole game, and we'll talk more about it then. But
then do a recap, right?
But for now, it's great. I'm really happy to see Kirby get all this love, because I've loved Kirby since GBA. I've played a lot of GBA games
GBA.
But I'm glad to see he's finally getting his due here with this 3D.
His game. Debut.
Yeah. So that's it for me this week. I think that'll cover us. Alex, you got anything you want to talk about?
I got nothing. Questions? I got nothing.
You're going to run out and get a Switch yet? No?
Yeah. No, not so yet, fast. Not yet. No.
Yeah, you got
yet,
moving
yet.
And everything else.
I will one day. If anybody's wondering, Ben has been taking a lot of the reins here with content, him and Hannah a little bit. We did a little bit of PlayStation Plus last week, but yeah. It's because, like I told you off our podcast recording here, it's like these games are getting bigger. Like I finished Horizon and everything, and that comes for the different podcasts, and I finished it, and now I'm playing Cyberpunk. But it's like I need like almost like a month to talk about anything with these games nowadays. It's like, oh my god.
Yeah,
so.
Yeah, I'm trying to finish Horizon as best I can. So I'm about, like I said, I'm about halfway through the story, so I'm gonna push it, and if I can get that game finished, then yeah, we definitely need to have like 2-3-part episodes on Horizon. Let's talk about the whole story. Let's talk about one podcast where we talk about just side quests, I guess. We'll have to plan that all out once I get through the game, but I'm definitely going to finish it. It's just,
see, this is why
chunks. You got to do it in chunks. It's just so
you got to do it in chunks. This is why you play Switch. You play games. They're nice. They're happy. They're fluffy. And they're quicker.
Yeah, somewhat. Yeah. So.
Somewhat.
They've been on this trend. Like, Mario Odyssey was, like, super long. But now they've been on this trend where this Kirby game you can play pretty quick. The Metro Dread you could play pretty quick. So,
yeah.
Who knows? It'll sway back and forth, you know. If people quit buying stuff, like, they've been buying stuff like crazy. If people just slow down on buying stuff, then they wouldn't keep selling these. You know, they would go back to... But we'll see. more stuff on the horizon, more fun to be had. So if you like the show, just do everything like Alex said at the beginning. But until next week, we'll see you on Friday. Bye, everybody.
I got to pick up the Hogwarts Express. Bye, everyone.